The United States Navy runs a Bitcoin node, not to buy, not to mine, but as a weapon. And that completely changes how we think about self-custody.
So here's the question. If a combatant commander can run a full node for national security, what does that mean for the node you run in your apartment?
Today we break down the strategic shift, the technical reality, and the practical takeaway for every Bitcoin operator. No hype, no speculation, just what actually happened and what it means for you.
Admiral Paparo confirmed in April 2026 that IndoPaycom operates a live Bitcoin node to monitor the network and test proof of work for cyber defense. This is the first public confirmation from a sitting combatant commander. And it's not about trading or mining.
A full node validates every transaction independently. The Navy isn't using Bitcoin as money. They're using the protocol itself as infrastructure. Same software anyone can run. That's the key insight.
Bitcoin Veterans is building a community where service, purpose, and Bitcoin come together. Through education, events, podcasts, and meetups, they help veterans connect, learn, and find a new mission in the Bitcoin space. Learn more at bitcoinveterans.org.
So, Mike, let's pin down exactly what we know here. Admiral Samuel Paparo, commander of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, goes before Congress and says out loud, "We run a Bitcoin node. Not for mining Bitcoin, not for holding it as an asset, for monitoring the network and running operational tests." Why would a military command bother?
Right. This is the part that's easy to misunderstand. When most people hear Bitcoin in the military, they think either confiscation or buying the dip. But this is totally different. The Navy is using the Bitcoin protocol's proof-of-work mechanism as a tool to impose costs on network attackers. Think of it like this. The Navy checks the strength of a rope before trusting it to tie up a ship. They're testing the material's properties.
That's actually a good analogy, because what Paparo described is exactly that. They're using the cryptography, the blockchain, and specifically proof-of-work to make network attacks economically irrational. If an adversary tries to disrupt or corrupt the network, they have to pay real energy costs. It's a defensive mechanism.
And critically, no mining, no investing, just a full node. That means they're running the same Bitcoin core software anyone can download. They maintain a complete copy of the blockchain, validate every transaction and block independently. Among roughly 15 to 20,000 public nodes, IndoPaycom is now one of them.
So the node is real. Now, why would a military command care about a permissionless network? What's the strategic play here?
This is where it gets interesting. Paparo didn't just say it's for cyber defense. He specifically linked it to American power projection in the Indo-Pacific theater. That region is the main stage for competition with China.
And the timing is everything. Because rivals are already active. Russia controls roughly 16% of Bitcoin's hash rate. China has been accumulating Bitcoin despite their mining ban. North Korea and Iran use crypto to evade sanctions. The U.S. military sees this landscape and says, we need to understand this network from the inside.
But here's what's really wild. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth confirmed there are separate Pentagon Bitcoin projects that are classified and ongoing. So the node Paparo talked about publicly is just the visible piece. There's more happening behind the scenes.
When the Pentagon says classified and ongoing, you know it's more than a Raspberry Pi in a closet. They're testing how Bitcoin's protocol can serve as a tripwire or a defensive grid. Not offensive, but it imposes asymmetric costs on anyone trying to attack U.S. networks.
Let me push back on that a bit, though. If one military node doesn't threaten decentralization, does this change how we think about Bitcoin's legitimacy? Some people hear military adoption and worry about co-option or surveillance.
That's the right question. Here's what I keep coming back to. Running a node gives zero surveillance capability. Nodes validate blocks and transactions. They don't identify users. The Navy can't see who's transacting. They can only see that the chain is valid. No surveillance capability from running a node.
So the risk isn't that the Navy spies on Bitcoin users. The risk is narrative co-option. If the mainstream press runs with Bitcoin as a weapon, that could spook regular people who just want sound money. But I'd argue the counterpoint is stronger.
Which is?
Self-custody becomes more important when state actors are in the network. Just like ETF custodians don't replace self-custody, a military node doesn't replace your node. It reinforces the need for individual verification. Run your own node. Validate the chain yourself. That's the whole point.
Okay, let's reframe. Here's the midpoint reset question. The military is using Bitcoin as a protocol. What changes for the average Bitcoiner? Does this legitimize Bitcoin or create a surveillance risk?
Both, actually. It legitimizes Bitcoin because the most powerful military on Earth is saying this protocol has strategic value. But it also means operators need to be more deliberate. If state actors are in the network, you can't outsource your validation anymore.
Bitcoin Veterans is a group of military veterans, and Bitcoin advocates focused on education, community, and helping veterans build purpose and resilience through Bitcoin. From podcasts and meetups to resources and events, they're creating a place for veterans to keep learning and keep growing. Visit bitcoinveterans.org to learn more.
All right, we're back. Let's stop being abstract. If the Navy runs a full node for resilience, here's what any operator should actually know and do.
It's simpler than people think. Download Bitcoin Core. Sync the full blockchain, which is around 600 gigabytes. Configure it for inbound connections. That's it. No mining needed. Full node validation is the same regardless of who runs it.
Trade-offs, though. You need reliable hardware and power. The Navy has military-grade uptime. Home operators might want a UPS. And you should start on testnet to practice before touching mainnet.
I ran a node for a year on an old laptop. The Navy probably has better uptime, but it's the same software. And that's the beautiful thing about Bitcoin. Every additional node strengthens the network's censorship resistance, including military nodes.
So the playbook is simple, but what should operators watch for next? What are the signals and red lines?
Good question. Positive signal would be more Department of Defense nodes coming online or open source contributions to Bitcoin Core from military researchers. That would show genuine technical engagement.
And the red line? What would worry you?
Any attempt to fork the protocol for government control. That's unlikely because of Bitcoin's network effect. A government fork would be rejected by the economic majority. But legislation that forces node operators to identify themselves, that would break Bitcoin's permissionless nature entirely.
That's the strategic picture. So let me connect this back to where we started. The opening question was, why does proof of work matter for national security? Because it imposes physical costs on attackers. That's the resolve of our curiosity loop.
Exactly. The cost makes attacks economically irrational. That's why the Navy is interested. And that's why every operator should care. The same mechanism that secures your node secures the network for everyone, including admirals and hobbyists.
Quick summary, 3 key points. 1, the Navy node is real and strategic, confirmed by a sitting combatant commander. 2, Bitcoin's protocol serves defense without surveillance. 3, operators should run their own nodes to maintain sovereignty.
And the call to action is direct. If you haven't run a node, download Bitcoin Core this week. Start on testnet. Understand the software that a combatant commander is testing. The Navy using Bitcoin doesn't make it theirs. It makes the network stronger because everyone is verifying the same chain.
Thanks for spending time with us on BitTalk. If this was useful, follow the show, leave a like, and subscribe. It helps more people find us and helps spread Bitcoin. Next time, we'll dig into what happens when central banks start running nodes, too. Until then, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep stacking knowledge.